This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There were large-scale street protests overnight in Lebanon after the Lebanese pound sank to a new low against the U.S. dollar. Angry demonstrators shut down roads across the country, and in Beirut, they scuffled with police, smashed storefronts, and set fires. All of this amid repeated calls for the resignation of Prime Minister Hassan Diab. The heavily in debt Lebanese government has been asking the International Monetary Fund for a financial rescue plan. An emergency meeting of the cabinet was set for today. Australia's chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, says the country has eliminated the coronavirus in many parts of the nation, clearing the way for the resumption of sports events and for the return of foreign students to resume their classes. Murphy said Australia has recorded just 38 cases of COVID-19 over the past week, with travelers returning from overseas and already in quarantine accounting for more than half of those cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison last month announced a three-step plan to remove most lockdown measures by July. And with case numbers falling dramatically, he says limits on indoor gatherings would be loosened in the next month to allow crowds of up to 10,000 people in seated sports stadiums and for a trial run for foreign students to return. It is a far different pandemic story elsewhere. India is reporting some 10,000 new virus infections a day, and its total case count is approaching 300,000, fourth highest in the world. There have been about 300 deaths a day in India, moving that total to just under 8,500. The hotspot is New Delhi, where health officials unveiled a model that shows a worst-case scenario in which the capital could top a 500,000 COVID cases by the end of July, up from the current 35,000. Despite such devastating numbers, India has reversed most of the country's lockdown rules. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of coronavirus cases worldwide at more than 7.5 million, with the loss of lives moving toward 422,000. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Exactly 2 years ago today, the leaders of the United States and North Korea held a summit in Singapore. There is not much to celebrate. Pyongyang state media today said there is little use maintaining a personal relationship between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington sticks to what North Korea calls hostile policies. And China says the United States should take concrete measures to address the concerns of North Korea. The latest on the pandemic includes rising numbers in the United States, more than 2 million coronavirus cases reported, with a fatality count of nearly 114,000. And in many states, the number of cases continues to rise. The head of the Harvard Global Health Institute tells CNN another 100,000 people in the U.S. could die of COVID-19 by the end of July. Says Dr. Ashish Jha, quote, "It's really stunning to me that we have this much suffering and death, and we're just not doing enough about it." All of this contributed to Thursday's dramatic plunge on U.S. stock exchanges. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1,800 points, about 7% of its value. NASDAQ lost 5%. As a follow-on, Asian markets are taking a hit today, with prices in South Korea off more than 2%. Wall Street is poised for a good-sized gain when it opens, but it has a lot of ground to make up after yesterday's loss, the largest since mid-March. In Britain, nearly two decades of economic wiped out by the pandemic in a single month. London says the economy in April was hammered by a loss of more than 20%. It was the first full month under lockdown conditions. The bottom line, the British economy today is 25% smaller than it was in February, as the UK heads toward one of its deepest ever recessions. Meanwhile, Britain continues to ease back on restrictions, and Monday, such non-essential businesses as department stores and electronic retailers are set to reopen. And there is mounting pressure on the government to relax its rules on social distancing. The UK, to this point, has lost some 41,000 lives to COVID-19, with close to 293,000 cases. Polling by Reuters Ipsos shows that most Americans, including a majority of President Trump's Republican Party, support sweeping law enforcement reforms, including a ban on police chokeholds and racial profiling. The opinion poll was done last week and released yesterday. It shows broad public backing for a Democratic plan in Congress for a series of changes in how police departments operate. Street protesters have been demanding wholesale moves in policing. The White House and Republican lawmakers are preparing their own plans, though they're expected to fall well short of those being urged by Democrats and Joe Biden, their party's presumptive presidential nominee. President Trump says he'll pursue an executive order to encourage police departments to meet what he calls the most current professional standards for the use of force. More news online at voanews.com. For your convenience, there is also a mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.